Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheist skeptics, lunatics, and a weird assorted weirded and weirdos and bad guys, of course, and of all you good guys and girls out there listening to the show today, we appreciate you very much. Again, thank you for tuning in, folks. We're broadcasting live out of South Carolina, humid and hot a little bit. Maybe not so humid, but it's hot in the East Coast, namely the state of South Carolina. Friends, what you can do if you'd like to check us out online is please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check us out on our Facebooks, you can do that as well. It is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and or you can go over to Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook. And you can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now, I withheld Sons of Liberty Media for just a moment. We're going to get over there and I'm going to highlight some of the articles that have been posted today by senior editor Tim Brown. And then we're going to kind of give you a recap before I jump over there, if you don't mind. For those that know, this ministry is about the work of the Lord's hands, doing what we're called to do. We're not a bunch of paper tigers where we just send out columns for the nation to read on a weekly basis. Nope, we do that. We're not hiding behind a microphone because that's the thing to do, acting all big and bad without actually doing something about the problem. Nope, but we do that. We are about the work of the Lord's hands and seeking and saving that which is lost. In other words, we want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And to recap, over the last couple weeks, friends, we were on the West Coast. We were out in California, and we did Escondido Tea Party, and then we did Bakersfield Tea Party. Then we went and did some in-studio with Jesse Lee Peterson in Los Angeles, California. And then not only that, but we also inundated the airwaves in the state of California with what we are, who we are, and what we're doing, because we want people across the board to realize that there are people out there that are actually doing something about the problem. And we know what the hope is, my friends, is doing what we can do and leaving the results up to God. But the hope is really found in what you do with the truth that's been given to you by Jesus Christ. In John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, last Thursday, to add on to what we've been doing just over this last couple weeks during that period, we were in Wisconsin. We did the Prayer in Action Constitution Group, and we had a packed house, friends. And these were people that are actually about the work of the Lord's hands as well. They're doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. They are activists. They are in the battle. And what we did after that, folks, is we got on an airplane the very next morning. We flew out to Washington, D.C. on a three-hour flight. As we studied on the airplane, we got off the airplane, and then we drove 7 hours to Charlotte, North Carolina. Then we broadcasted live a two-hour radio show on Saturday. Well, after we did that, we actually did a church in southern, in South Carolina once again. And then tomorrow, friends, we're going to be doing some high schools in Fort Mills, South Carolina. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be doing some secular colleges. And then on Thursday, we're going to be at Liberty University doing the stuff, as we say, and we're going to be speaking with some of the law students. Now, why would they have us speak to the law students? Because they see that we're doing something about the issues. They want us to bridge the gap between the old and the new. In other words, as Scripture says, to bridge the hearts of the children to the father and the fathers to the children. And the way to do that, again, friends, is to get out there and actually do something about what's going on. You know, Scripture tells us, for those that don't quite get what I'm saying here, is great is the understanding of those that do, because they're experiencing the things of God. And as they experience the things of God, that means that they're putting their faith with their works, and that means that they're resting in God, that He is going to show Himself strong on their behalf, that all men might find their faith not in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And that's exactly what happens, friends, when you do that. So we want to let you know that we're out and about again on the East Coast this week, friends, doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry, to get the job done. Because, friends, I believe that we can do this. And as I said just a couple minutes ago, friends, across the boards, we're all saying the same things. We just need to quit the saying and start the doing. And once we start the doing, we don't need to do as much saying as we are the doing, because the result is going to be brought. Therefore, we don't need to talk anymore. We can just rest in the peace and the prosperity that God has given us, because we fought to basically maintain what we now have. And by the way, friends, in this country, you still have it. You haven't lost it. You just need to kick back the enemies that are within. And we always label them. We always highlight them so you can understand who they are. Again, we're not just showing you the problems, though. We're giving you the knowledge to the problems so you can deal with the problems. And then once you deal with the problems, you're going to have the country that your forefathers established. So in saying that, to say this, friends, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. On the scroll right now, we have none other than prosperity preacher, Creflo Dollar, Brother Creflo, 4 miles for $65 million plane. Did you hear what I said? He's asking his congregation to buy him a $65 million plane. Check that article out. Folks, just so you know, Scripture says those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw. In other words, have nothing to do with them. You know, it was Jesus as well, friends, that taught men, what is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet lose his own soul? Well, these men teach you to lose your soul to win the world. And what we need to do is become aware scripturally as to who are the goats and who are the sheep. We need to understand the difference between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Also, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, two state passes bills that block federal gun control, shutting Barack Hussein Obama down. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we have Alabama Supreme Court puts a stop to illegal homosexual marriage. Well, just so you understand, the government has no business in the affairs of the church whatsoever unless they are violating moral law, which they are not. They are actually magnifying it. Now the government steps up to the plate, and they are acting against what they themselves declare, lines between church and state, which we know is untrue. It's found in no document, no founding document. It's not in the Declaration of Independence. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It's not in the Constitution of the United States. But we do know that lines between church and state is found in Article 52 of the U.S. SR, which means it's communism, right? But we also know what Thomas Jefferson meant when he said that there's an erected wall between church and state. That's right. That bars the government from what they're doing to America today. And until you become savvy to what I'm saying right now, the government's going to continuously act in an unlawful manner and act outside of their scope of authority, which exactly they are doing on a daily basis. And we need to rein them in. And not only do we need to rein them in, friends, we need to impeach them, because when judges act outside of good behavior, it's impeachment time, friends. And let me tell you what, it's long overdue for impeachment in this country, and indictments, might I add. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama appointing pro-Muslim Brotherhood as special assistant for the Middle East. France, state-controlled media, magnifies terrorism. The President of the United States has appointed pro-Muslim Brotherhood agents to governmental positions and to ambassador positions and assistant positions in this country. You do the math. Remember what James Madison...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are broadcasting live out of South Carolina, 81 degrees today, which is a lot better than the state of Minnesota. But in fact, when we left Minnesota just this last week, it wasn't all that cold. I believe it was like 40-some degrees. So anyways, we've taken a step up into the world of a little bit warmer, and it's pretty cool to be here right now. No pun intended. Folks, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, hopefully I didn't get cut off too much here. But in saying that, friends, I want to let you know as to what's going on, giving you the news that most people don't want to give you and telling you the truth and telling you the way it is rather than the way that you want to take it. We speak the truth of God, regardless of men like it or not. The fact of the matter is until we get to reach into the perspective and the tangibility of who we really are and what's going on, not only in the natural but also in the spiritual as well, nothing's going to change. We better take it to the line, and we better begin to fight fire with fire. But I want to say this, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Yes, we don't want to get to the point where there's natural war, but friends, it's beginning to go that direction right now. And it's the president of the administration, the president of the United States of America, the criminal himself, that's actually creating enemies across the globe concerning the United States of America. In saying that, friends, let's go back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I said right before the break, Obama appointing pro-Muslim Brotherhood as special assistant for the Middle East. Listen carefully. Again, you're being inundated with terror as the government is attacking you, asking you to give up your rights to give them more power, and they're appointing the enemy, friends, the enemy within the gate, the foxes in the chicken coop. Not only to the DHS, not only within the White House, not only with Valerie Durrett. Folks, I can go with that. The Clintons are a part of this. It's all the way around the board. America, you're in trouble. You're seeing this administration almost on a daily, weekly basis appointing some radical pro-Muslim Brotherhood to some position in federal government right now. And if it's not them, then it's the radical homosexuals, lesbians, and or transvestites. Hey, let it be your pick. If it's debased, rest assured that's who he's using right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, UK preacher on trial for preaching the gospel on the streets. You don't know what he's on trial for, friends? He's on trial for being a preacher, and they're labeling him as homophobic and Islamophobic. But we've talked about that 50 times, and it's one of those I told you so's, and here we are. I told you so again, friends. What are you doing about the problems? Also want to let you know, Sheriff David Clark, race baiters are fueling war on police. Listen again. The Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Barack Hussein Obamas, the Attorney General of Injustice in America, the criminal himself, Attorney General Eric Holder. Listen to what Sheriff David Clark said. Race baiters are fueling war on police. As a matter of fact, when we got to the hotel room in Charlotte, one of the Carolinas, I believe, is in. Hey, Tim? Hey, Brother Tim? Doing live radio, Brother Tim? South Carolina, Charlotte, South or North? I hear North Carolina doing a broadcast live from North Carolina, friends. And get out of the hotel room. Right when I'm getting out of the hotel room, you know what I see, friends? I look down, there's USA Today. Can you believe that? USA Today on the front cover of the paper says, what can we do about Ferguson? Well, what's the issue in Ferguson? Friends, remember the old tactic, take the pictures, I'll create the war? Some time ago, there was an interview, I believe, by Tim Brown, and they exposed, they had a conversation through an expose from a pastor that lived in Ferguson, Missouri. And interestingly enough, the pastor said, listen, I have all this interracial party going on in my backyard right now, and I'm trying to figure out the Ferguson, Missouri that the state-controlled media is talking about. I'm trying to figure out where the riots are that the state-controlled media is talking about. But what I can tell you, said the pastor, in essence, is the fact that the cameras, the media resources, are going and gathering people and then they're putting them in a circle and then taking pictures. So in saying that, friends, you need to understand that this is all contrived. This is all created. If you want to know what you should do about Ferguson, Missouri, friends, tell the government to get out with their provocateurs in which they were busted planning. They're the ones doing this, friends, because they've got to create domestic insurrection just the same way that Adolf Hitler sent in the brown shirt. And when he sent in the brown shirts, what would he do? He would create the problem, and then he would fix the problem, he would say, or he would lead the people in his country to believe that he fixed the problem. Little did they know that he was the one creating the problem, and then he'd come out as the hero amongst the people. Nothing new under the sun. So what do we do about Ferguson, Missouri, friends? We get the government out. And, friends, I want to lay to your candor again really quick. How many times does this criminal administration need to be busted before the American people draw the line? How many times does he need to be busted before the American people draw the line on him and his criminal administration? Because it is criminal from A to Z. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's warning letter to Senate, don't go messing with my Iran deal. My Iran deal. You want to talk about narcissism, friends? These guys are dragging Americans into the war that they are creating. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the loons are showing up all over America. America's colleges and campuses. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sodomites and the Muslims who kill them. That's right. Sodomites and the Muslims who kill them and want to kill them, both without and within the United States of America. Isn't it interesting that the radical homosexuals will not call the Muslims for what they're advocating? Doesn't anybody find that a little strange? And isn't it interesting, not only do we know that the President of the United States is entertaining America's sworn enemies within, but he's also appointing radical homosexuals to government positions in your country, over 225 of them. You do the homework. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, is religious knowledge more than objective than scientific knowledge? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, anonymous hacked Hillary's email account, and here's what they discovered. Check it out, friends. Interesting stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, report suggests Valerie Jarrett leaked Hillary Clinton email scandal. Folks, she's Iranian. She's a Muslim sympathizer. She's the one that wears the pants in the White House, say they. She's the one dictating what Barack Hussein Obama does and says. Isn't that interesting? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. CIA Director John Brennan. Folks, you want to talk about a stooge? John Brennan, he said, ISIS, Islamic jihadists aren't Muslims. They are psychopathic thugs. He's a Muslim, friends. He's an American traitor is what he is. We can go on and on with the content that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out, friends. Important information. It's turning the lights on. It's giving you the knowledge to get out of the ditch. Giving you the knowledge to get out of the ditch, friends. So you can get back up on the straight and narrow where you belong. Also wanted to highlight really quick before we jump to topic, when Joshua MK5, if you heard some shots in the background, friends, you just heard that Joshua MK5. A beautiful weapon. Throw your name in the hat and see if you're the one that's not going to win it. Still have time? April 15th is the deadline. Don't wait till tomorrow. Procrastination is the biggest robbers of blessings. Friends, do what you can do now, and let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now and click on to win a Joshua MK5. Throw your name in the hat, and again, friends, let's see if you're not the one that wins that beautiful, beautiful weapon. Now, folks, I got a break coming up here in a short couple minutes, but I did start something on Thursday that I want to finish. I'll do my best to finish it, actually. And what I lay to your care is if you are standing in front of a secular judge right now, a carnal judge, a worldly judge, would you be counted as guilty for being a Christian, a real Christian? I'm not talking about an American Christian. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about some religious hypocrite that you see. You know, yesterday when I was preaching at this church, I said, you know, it's absolutely interesting and amazing to me. On a national level, there's three preachers that are the real deal. The higher I go up in the hierarchy in the church, I completely understand why America is where America is. Because the hypocrites are the ones leading the people into the ditch. But yet again, we were warned by Jesus. He's the one that said, if the blind lead the blind, they're going to all end up in a ditch. I mean, today what we have, friends, is we have the professed church actually opening the doors to the wolves to come in to devour the sheep. And that's exactly what I'm up against. That's exactly what I see America's up against. You don't have a governmental problem for no reason, friends. You have a problem in government because you have a problem in the church government. Folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to lay out a premise here real quick. And then we're going to start rocking and rolling. The question I have for you is, are you guilty of being a Christian? And then I want to ask you, are you in trouble? Because if you are, you probably are a real deal Christian. But for righteousness reasons, not for unrighteousness. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary's on. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we're broadcasting live out of South Carolina. Blacksburg area. Huh. Anybody know where that's at? Neither did I until I got here. But we're here, friend. Folks, right before the break, I was talking about, you know, would you be guilty if you stood before a worldly judge, a carnal judge, an unjust judge? And would you be guilty of being a Christian? And, folks, I was talking again about the professed church in America. And, folks, I don't mean to go there so much, but you know what? Judgment begins in the house of God, and until it begins there, nothing's going to change outside of the church. And it was Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. It's exactly right. Again, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. That's exactly what you have today. And I have mercy on some of these goats that don't know the difference, but the fact of the matter is you have the same Bible I do. Have you taken the time to read it? Because you need to make distinction just like I do. Like when Paul said like this, for example, in Galatians 1:8, he said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Folks, Thursday of last week, I shared with you that when I was in a rock and roll band, I was rocking and a rolling, I was womanizing, I was boozing, and I was drugging. It seemed quite odd that everyone, for the most part, was okay with me and what I was doing. For the most part, no one ever told me otherwise. Even the closest people to me, like my aunt, that was supposed to be this staunch Christian, she never one time told me anything about the Christ, about his law, about grace, about mercy, about faith. She loved me so much that she didn't take the time to obey the mandate. Now, this is what I want to take you to is because it's sad to say that, folks, I never got in so much trouble in all of my life
until I started to serve God. You know, we have 78% of the people in this country that profess their Christianity, yet I have never been confronted by one with my sin. And yet Scripture tells us, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. You know, I just asked yesterday at the church that I was preaching at in Blacksburg, South Carolina. You know, there's so many people in the church that love God so much they don't obey Him. Nor can they obey Him if they don't know His will. He that saith he know Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Yet they don't know how to walk because they haven't studied and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You are to know the doctrine. Jesus said, what is the works that we are to work out? And He said, believe on Him whom He sent. How are you to believe on Him if you don't take the time to read of Him? And it's absolutely ridiculous, is it not? But when I was at this church yesterday, I said, how many of you guys actually know God's moral law? When I'm at tea parties, I ask them, how many actually know God's moral law, the Ten Commandments? When I'm doing radio, I ask the question, how many of you actually know God's moral law? I remember doing a tea party. It was packed in Michigan. And it was a bigger tea party. And I remember asking, how many in this room are Christians? And, of course, 80 to 90% of the hands go up in the air. And I said, now, how many of you can name three of the Ten Commandments? I didn't see, but probably one or two hands go up. That was even questionable. You know, Jesus said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. In other words, Jesus just pointed that individual out as a counterfeit, as a goat. After I did that event, I had an individual come up to me and tell me that didn't go over very well. And I said, well, if it didn't go over very well, then why did I get a standing ovation? You mean it didn't go over very well with you because you were convicted of your sin because you don't know God's moral commandments. Yet you love Him so much, yet you haven't departed from what God hates. You know, Scripture tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's how much you love God that you haven't taken the time to see and to make distinction as to what God hates and what God loves. And yet you say that you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? Isn't that interesting? You know, I have these people in the opposition in the United States. Comes from the professed Christian. It doesn't come from the heathen. Nothing's changed. Folks, they love to persecute the living ones and praise the dead ones. And they do it. I mean, rest assured, friends, they still do the same things. They say, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Now, going back to the point, friends, I never got in so much trouble in all my life until I started to serve God, both within and without. And again, what's funny was I was the one that was actually obeying God because I love God. And how couldn't I if I'm born of the Spirit? For the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And by the way, keep in mind, the message given wasn't the one that was given on the day that 11 of the 12 disciples were actually martyred as to the one that you hear from the pulpits in America today. No. If you're not angry with the preacher, it means the preacher's not doing his job. It's the preacher's job to slay sin. John Wesley was asked during an evangelistic course, you know, what's the response? He said either men are going to get angry or they're going to get saved. There is no in between. And what's interesting, friends, going back to my point here, is the more that I walk this Christian walk, the straight and the narrow, and the difficult is the way, the more I understand why Paul was in trouble. I mean, his best friends forsook him. Remember, he said, Demas, because I expected this, but I didn't expect it from you. Remember, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss by Judas. I remember Jesus and all those disciples that sat around and said, hey, listen, man. You know, like Peter, you know, though all will forsake you, I won't. No, they're the first ones to forsake you, and that's exactly what Peter did to Jesus, as did the other 10 disciples. outside of Judas going and hanging himself after he betrayed the Son of God. But we need to understand what Paul was preaching that got people so angry. He was preaching, first of all, the resurrection. And the Bible calls the church to be witnesses of the resurrection. Okay? That's a work of the Holy Ghost. Through men that are crucified and buried in baptism. And they're risen again to the glory of the Father, Romans 6. He was preaching Christ crucified. He was preaching repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. Again, simply put, he was preaching the cross of Christ, 1 Corinthians 1, 23-30. Here, let me give you a couple examples. Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is it a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16, 24 through 26. Again, friends, keep in mind, Jesus just said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Friends, I lay to your candor. Give up the world and save your soul. Give it to Christ. Or what of Luke? What was Paul preaching? Well, what did the Christ preach? If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Friends, it's interesting. I've had, I was going to say a plethora of people, but I had a couple people that were a part of my ministry that would say that, Bradley, you're being very divisive. No, wait a second. I want you to understand something. I didn't say it. Jesus said, if a man come to me, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples. You know, and while they strained at the gnat and swallowed the camel, it's interesting that every event we did, their families were there because I wanted them there. What Jesus is saying, friends, is that your love for him should be so great that it should be considered hate as to what you have for those closest to you. In other words, you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Let me say this. If you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, I say to you, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. And then the next question I want to ask you is, what is it that you want to do? Well, what is the heart of God? The heart of God is to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways and to the byways. And guess what, friends? I can tell you, bringing it home, putting the mirror on myself like I always do. By the way, friends, that's what leaders do. They examine themselves first to make sure that they themselves are walking in the light before they reprove darkness. That's what leaders do. But, friends, in this ministry, we serve God all together, my wife and my children. It's not one without the other. As long as my heart and my objective is the heart of God and it stays single and doing the things that God has called me to do because I want to, not because I have to, do rest assured, friends, one does not go without the other. They all go together. And I want the kids in my family, my kids, and my wife to see how much I do love the Lord. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to follow me as I follow, guess who? Christ. That is the proper arrangement. I'm going over to Luke 14, 26 and 27. Whosoever doth not bear my cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. This is what men don't want. They want to be told, come to God and see what you can get from him. As if he's some sort of Santa Claus up in heaven, that you can just go ahead and sit on his lap and tell him what you want every day of the week. No, the heart of God. When you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you do not want to go. It's not the arm or the will of the flesh, friends. It's now the will of the Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after.
Good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. But that's puts all life to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about, if you were to stand in front of a worldly judge today, would you be guilty of being a Christian? And then I ask you the question, would you be in trouble? And then I told you, friends, is, you know what, I've never gotten into so much trouble in all of my life until I started to serve God, until I started to do that which was right. And for the most part, when I was, you know, rocking and rolling and womanizing and boozing and drugging, nobody seemed to have a problem with me. I mean, friends, so far, and so I remember going to parties at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning downtown Minneapolis where the cops would go through the parties warning the drug dealers that they were hot. They were being watched. But isn't it interesting? Once you start to do the right thing, all of a sudden you become a target. You know, and Scripture tells us that when you do that which is right before God, you depart from wickedness, you become a prey. You become afraid before men. Why? Because you're doing that which is right. You're now beginning to expose them for what they leave undone. But anyways, taking it a step further, I started to notice when I was reading the book of 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians how much trouble Paul was getting into for preaching the Word of God. And I started to think to myself, you know, I got to bring this to the radio because people need to understand what Paul was doing was preaching Christ crucified. And keep in mind, the 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred. What were they preaching? They weren't walking around telling them God loved them. No, that was through a demonstration of Jesus Christ on the cross. 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongues, but deed and in truth. By this our hearts are assured before him. You know, folks, when you hear people talk about, oh, God loves you. Oh, the Lord just looks upon you in his everlasting love. Yeah, true. But the Bible tells us first and foremost he's a judge. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 7, that God is angry with the wicked every day. In the natural, let me go there with you a minute. What would you think of the government sending forth police officers into the camps of criminals throughout the United States of America. And the message from the government through the cops to the criminals were, hey, we just wanted to let you know that the government really loves you a whole bunch. Hey, criminals, we just want you to know that the government, the message to you is the government loves you a whole bunch. Hey, well, first of all, in this country, do keep in mind that you are the government, friend. You know, we the people has meaning. So are you okay with the message being sent that you love criminals? No, the first message that you want to give to the criminals, we are peace officers. We are law enforcement agency and agents. And we're not going to tolerate your crime. And upon repentance, look into you by the Holy Ghost, John 16, and upon repentance, God's way, not man's way, as we speak to you the word of God and not as men, in power, that you would have strong confidence and much assurance that you would know what sort of men are among you, having received the word of God in much affliction, but would join the Holy Ghost. That's the proper means to work repentance, friends, by showing men their violation of their law, of God's moral law. And in this country, in the natural, the cop, when he busts a criminal, the first thing he does is he gives reference to the laws that have been violated, which makes them a criminal. And then what does he do? He incarcerates them. And then they stand before a judge. And upon judgment, either they're repentant or they're not. If they're hardened, they're dumb. If they're going to stand obstinate towards the laws that they have violated, then they're done. But those that actually repent for the laws that they have violated, well, they're thrown into a penitentiary for a little bit, where it works penitence. And then once they're released, if they're really sorry for the crimes that they commit, guess what? Then you stand out. And by the way, have you ever noticed that men and women that are really sorry for the crimes that they've committed, have you ever noticed that they actually bring forth fruits of repentance? They actually go out and they reach out to the people that were just like them before they actually had the knowledge of their sin before a just and holy God. Have you ever noticed that? You know, I love my government so much, friends, I'm not going to tolerate corruption there. That's how much I love my government. I love my God so much that I'm not going to let people desecrate or taint the living Christ. He's already been crucified once. He doesn't need to be crucified twice. And the way to do that is to actually cherish what's been given unto us out of gratitude, and that is the reconciliation that has been offered to us by our Heavenly Father through the cross of Jesus Christ. And it's also interesting to note that when I look at the cross of Jesus Christ, evidently set before mine eyes, Christ crucified, folks, I don't want to do anything to offend him. I don't want to do one thing to offend God. And why would I want to do that? And it's sad in America today that we have to convince men that they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be committing sin. They shouldn't be loose with their profession. Well, what happens when Christians really stand up and mean what they say? I'll tell you what's going to happen, and you know them by the fact that they do get in trouble because they don't tolerate. They don't tolerate those that would dirty their robes, their white robes washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. They don't want them around them. You know, David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee, Lord, and them that keep thy precepts. And you know what precepts are? Those things that God has bestowed upon his church to do his bidding and his deal, his dealing and his work. So now again, friends, I want to ask you the question, would you be in trouble? And then I started to preach to you, friends, the cross. Why did they get in trouble? And then I started to show you out of the Word of God, this is why they got in trouble. You know, did you know that it went so far as the disciples coming over to Jesus? And it tells us this in Matthew 12:47-50. Hey, Jesus, I just want to let you know that, behold, your mother and your brother, they stand without. They desire to speak with you, Jesus. This is his disciples coming to Jesus. But he answered that being Jesus and said unto them, as he told them, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. Who are they? For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Well, some might say, boy, that is just so out of bounds, Bradley. No, it's not out of bounds. It's not out of bounds at all. There's some that are born of the Spirit of God that belong to God. And there's some that are born of the Spirit from beneath. and they're not of the God of heaven. And they made the choice to go the direction that they are now in. They made the choice to sear their conscience with a hot iron to reject what the Spirit of Christ works in them, namely repentance. They don't want anything to do with it. They love their lives so much, they believe that at the end of their life, they might just get saved right before they go into heaven. And by the way, heaven can't wait to get them. But friends, did you know that Scripture tells us the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God? We understand redemptive power. We understand redemptive power. And guess what, friends? We find that God is right every step of the way. And this is exactly why King David knew more than the ancients, because he had the testimonies of the Lord. He didn't need to be talked into serving God. He sought God with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And God answered him. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God. Yep. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This is elementary Christianity, friends. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And then there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Why? Because they understand that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. And we mortify the deeds of the body by the Spirit, obedience. We've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. I'm in Romans 8, friends, and I'm also in Romans 6. Because we know that, know ye not that to whom you yield your fellow servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But it goes on, Paul does, and says, but God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. That's worse. No, it's not worse. That's grace. It's grace that leads you back to the Word, right? Yeah. It leads you back to the bottle, the sincere milk of the Word, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Because the Bible again tells us as a positive, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Because if not, you better examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith or not, as the Bible tells us to do daily. Well, 2 Corinthians 13. Friends, this is why I love the opportunity to do what I do on radio. I'm sorry that lines are inaccessible right now, but people need to hear this. They need what they call their Christianity to be put in check. Because so many of them walk around professing that they belong to God, yet they don't have any spiritual life. Yet the Bible tells us, contrary to that, he who hath the Son hath life. I'm trying to find the life in this country, friends. We're going to take this up again tomorrow. Ashley Sam Brown, senior editor for Sons of Liberty Media, will be taking the show tomorrow, so do tune in. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you 23 in 23.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.